From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger Podcast. Today is Saturday, November 20th, and President Joe Biden is celebrating his 79th birthday today. Also, happy 52nd birthday to Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney.
Unbelievable! Cool! I mean, just ice water in his veins! Just couldn't be more.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. A jury convicted three of felony murder and street gang charges in 2017 Canton shooting. A Canton man sentenced to life in prison for girlfriend's murder. Cherokee will settle in national opiate litigation. The Cherokee Sheriff's Office seeks help identifying a suspect in car break-ins. Ball Ground posted its vote on annexation request. And finally, downtown Canton named a quarterfinalist in the national Top Main Street contest.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Three men have been found guilty of felony murder, violating Georgia's Street Gang Terrorism Act and other charges in a 2017 shooting in Canton that left two men dead and are now waiting for sentencing. After over 3 weeks of testimony and a day and a half of deliberation, a jury convicted Byron Elrod, Brody Samples, and Jeremy Zealous Thursday of dozens, but not all, of the 100 charges they were facing in connection to the shooting in their final indictment. In the late evening, July 25, 2017, a shootout in and around Burge Park near Chrysler Street left 23-year-old William Kendrick Randall and Tony Samples dead. Weeks later, July 11, 2017, a drive-by shooting took place at a home near Burge Park, which authorities have said was in retaliation for the July 25th shooting. Tony Samples was the brother of Brody Samples. James Lee Baptiste, who was injured in the shooting and was previously another defendant in the case, testified in the trial that a fight on June 24th, the night before the shooting, stemmed from Tony Samples owing money to Turner. A total of 13 people were originally indicted in connection with the shooting, and about 70 shots were fired in the initial shootout. All three defendants were found guilty of one charge of felony murder, and Zealous was found guilty of an additional felony murder charge. The jury found that all three guilty of two counts of aggravated assault. The jury also found Elrod and Samples guilty of another aggravated assault charge each. Four aggravated assault charges against Elrod were all reduced to reckless conduct. Zealous was additionally found guilty of tampering with evidence. Three men were convicted of numerous counts of violating the Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act and one count of first-degree criminal damage to property. Additionally, Zealous was found guilty of three counts of false statements to police. Elrod and Zealous were each found guilty of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and Elrod was additionally found guilty of possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. Each of the three who were convicted Thursday is facing a minimum sentence of life. A Canton man was sentenced to life in prison with a chance at parole Wednesday after pleading guilty to fatally shooting his girlfriend in 2019. For 55-year-old Tammy Gilbert, January 5, 2019, started out as the day of her daughter's wedding. But later that day, Cherokee County Sheriff deputies found Gilbert critically injured with a gunshot wound at a home on Burris Road in Waleska. She died shortly after arriving at the hospital. 43-year-old Jesse Lamar Simmons pleaded guilty Wednesday to the following charges in Gilbert's death: malice murder, felony murder, aggravated assault, violation of Georgia Controlled Substance Act, and tampering with evidence, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. The plea and sentencing comes after Simmons initially pleaded not guilty in June. He'll be eligible for parole in 30 years.
One pill can change your life forever. One pill can destroy your family and friends. One pill can kill.
Cherokee County has joined a $26 billion nationwide settlement against opioid distributors and manufacturers related to the opioid crisis. The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners approved a resolution Tuesday that will include the county in the settlement and entitle the county to receive funding for opioid crisis abatement. In July, four major plaintiffs representing state and local governments throughout the country agreed on settlement terms with manufacturers and distributors of opioids. The defendants, distributors McKesson Corporation, Amerisource Bergen Corporation, Cardinal Health, and manufacturers Johnson & Johnson, Janssen Pharmaceuticals, Ortho McNeil Janssen Pharmaceuticals, and Janssen Pharmaceutica agreed to the $26 billion settlement. Cherokee County, which joined the litigation in 2018, is being represented by an outside law firm with other local governments in Georgia. In all, 3,000 cities, counties, and tribal sovereign nations are being represented as plaintiffs in the legal battle. In the 12 months ending April 2021, drug overdose deaths in the U.S. topped 100,000, the CDC announced on Wednesday. An estimated three-quarters of those deaths were from opioids. The Cherokee girls basketball team got off to a great start with a historic win. Here's community reporter Matt Golden with that story.
Cherokee's 53-31 win over Centennial on Tuesday night marked more than just a 1-0 start for the Lady Warriors. Longtime coach Matt Cates tallied his 400th career win. The most rewarding part for Coach Cates, though, is that every single win he had came at Cherokee. Achieving the feat with his current group of players has made it even more special. There was minimal turnover from last season, with many key contributors returning from the 79-11 record over the last three seasons. Cherokee has only dropped one region game in that same span. Tuesday's win was not perfect, but Cherokee showed it made great strides from the end of last season. Even with the Lady Warriors not at their best, they still came out with a significant margin of victory. After the season opening performance, Coach Cates called this year's edition of the Lady Warriors a work in progress. Caroline Carl led Cherokee with a game-high 22 points as she kicked off her senior season strong. Sophomore Tony Warren added 13 points. The Cherokee boys team, though, was not as fortunate as they began their season with a 66-60 loss to Centennial on the road. For more on Cherokee basketball and high school basketball across the county, please go to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger Podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office is asking residents to help identify a suspect wanted for breaking into several cars in the Springs community off Tunai Road. A Facebook post from the Sheriff's Office posted Wednesday says the unidentified suspect broke into several unlocked cars in the neighborhood shortly after 3 a.m. November 13th. The post, which has a video attached, said the suspect targeted unlocked vehicles and took about $2,000 in cash and other property from the vehicles. The video shows a person walking onto a property and opening the door of a white pickup truck and peering inside. Anyone who can identify the suspect or those who have knowledge of the incident that could help investigators is asked to call the police.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG-NOW.
The Ballground City Council will table a vote on a proposed annexation and overlay district extension that was scheduled for its meeting Thursday night at 7 p.m. A public hearing to allow residents to make public comments on the proposal will still take place at 6 p.m. at City Hall ahead of the regularly scheduled meeting. The city announced Thursday morning that it will postpone the vote on the annexation and overlay district extension applications due to Cherokee County Municipal Planning Commission's decision that the requests are not considered zoning actions. Unlike other cities who have their own planning commissions, Ballground uses the county's Municipal Planning Commission as its de facto in-house board to make recommendations of approval or denial of zoning cases. County Manager Eric Wilmarth said this process has been in place for over 20 years, and resident Lee Lusk is Ballground's appointee to that committee. However, the county's Municipal Planning Commission rendered a decision that the annexation request and extension of the overlay are not zoning actions. Therefore, the board denied to hear the application. Ballground announced Thursday it will treat the case as a zoning action, and the city will take over that process.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know.
Downtown Canton has recently been named a quarterfinalist in a national Main Street contest. The city made the top 25 in independent We Stands America's Main Streets Road to Recovery contest. The winning Main Street will earn a cash grand prize of $25,000. The presenting sponsor, Steel Inc., a business brand selling gasoline-powered handheld outdoor power equipment, will give out additional prizes such as gift certificates to any steel dealer in the U.S. Other supporting sponsors will award gift certificates, and plaques will be handed out as well. Semifinalist online voting began Monday and runs through December 12th. The winner of the America's Main Streets contest will be announced December 20th with a celebration event tentatively scheduled for February. Canton is one of two Main Streets from Georgia to make the top 25, with the other being Eatonton. Other quarterfinalists remaining in the competition include cities from North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, Los Angeles, and Wisconsin.
Be creative. Innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.